There are 62 different languages spoken in Mexico other than Spanish. There are many more in Central America, and a small group is now working with the LAPD to remind LA that these residents are here and need interpreters. Brianna Sachs fills us in.
A host of Spanish media channels crowded into a tiny, bare room in LA's Pico Union corridor today to learn about indigenous communities. This was not a history lesson. It was a reminder that Los Angeles needs to provide the most basic service to help these residents function: interpretation.
Under the California law, we are entitled to have interpreters that can actually, that we can actually understand. My name is Janet. I work for the Centro Binacional del Desarrollo Indígena Oaxaqueño. I'm the Los Angeles director. This is a workshop that's going to start a dialogue and share information about indigenous communities. This particular one has been done for 8 years.
LA is home to about 50,000 indigenous people from Mexico and Central America. Many of them speak a language entirely different than Spanish, and these small workshops are a vital bridge between their two worlds.
We offer services of interpretation in all these different languages.
These workshops have been flying under the radar for over 20 years. But now that many of LA's neighborhoods are overflowing with these communities, LAPD decided to get involved.
My name is Al LeBron. I'm a lieutenant with LAPD. I came here as a young child to the United States at 6 years old, so I understand the difficulties in becoming comfortable in your environment. But if we can have resources to be able to get on the phone and be able to get somebody on a two-way call and be able to translate and explain to them why they were detained, why they're stopped, and if we get to that point, then we're much better off than where we are right now.
LeBrar says residents from these communities are expanding and migrating to new areas of the city.
You know, initially they were kind of in the Westlake area, but now we're learning where they're over in the Newton area of Los Angeles, South LA parts of Los Angeles. You know, they're moving out, they're buying homes, and you know, with that they take the culture, they take the different languages, and it's incumbent on us to support them and work with them.
The panel said that these communities stay segregated out of fear and language boundaries. And even though it's important to preserve their cultures, they should also be given the chance to live properly in their new one. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.